From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Wise Elder, Threshold Guardian, and Shadow, in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. There is a road that runs underneath 1,000 different stories, and though the costumes change, knights, spacefarers, ordinary kids who find a strange door, the road itself is always the same. And on that road, always wait three figures. The wise elder waited near the beginning, leaning on a staff, holding a map. The threshold guardian stood at the border of the known world, arms crossed, blocking the way. And the shadow waited in the deepest part, at the very bottom of the road, the figure the hero fears most and needs most to meet. "Every hero meets us three," said the wise elder, "in one shape or another. We're not the story. We're the shape under the story. Watch."
The wise elder went first, because at the start of every journey comes the mentor, the one who knows the road but cannot walk it. "A young hero always comes to me first," said the wise elder, "lost and unready, and I give what I have, the map, the warning, the one wise word, the gift they'll need later." The elder tapped the staff. "But here is the ache and the whole point of me. I cannot make the journey for them. I know the road better than they ever will, and I cannot take a single step of it in their place. The mentor who tries to walk the hero's road for them robs the hero of the only thing that matters, becoming someone who could walk it." The elder's voice was gentle. "So I point, I guide, I hand over what wisdom I can, and then I stand back and let them go alone, because the road only changes a person who actually walks it. That's why I always know the way and never reach the end. My whole gift is pointing and then letting go."
Then the road reached its border, and there stood the threshold guardian, because you cannot enter the unknown until something tests whether you're ready. "Beyond me," said the threshold guardian, unmoving, "is the real journey, the strange country where the hero will be changed. And I stand at the door, and I do not simply let them pass." The guardian's arms stayed crossed. "I test them. A riddle, a trial, a refusal, a fear they have to face just to begin. And heroes always resent me at first. I'm ye obstacle, the one saying, 'Not yet, not like this, prove it.'" The guardian's voice was firm, but not cruel. "But I'm not there to stop the hero. I'm there to make sure they cross as someone ready, because the unknown beyond me will eat anyone who wanders in unprepared and unproven. My test is the first thing that turns a wisher into a hero. Passing me is how they learn they're actually capable of the road. I'm not the enemy at the door. I'm the door's way of asking, 'Are you sure? Then show me.' And a hero who can't get past me was never ready for what's past me."
And at the very bottom of the road, in the deepest dark, waited the shadow, the figure the hero fears above all the monsters, because the shadow is themselves. "They expect a dragon down here," said the shadow quietly, "something outside them to fight. But the deepest thing on the road isn't out there. It's in here." The shadow's shape flickered, familiar and unsettling. "I'm the parts of the hero they'd rather not look at. The fear, the anger, the selfishness, the wound they've been running from the whole journey. And the real trial, the one the whole road was leading to, isn't slaying me. It's facing me, looking straight at the hidden parts of themselves without flinching and owning them." The shadow's voice softened. "Because a hero who won't look at their own shadow stays split, forever half afraid of themselves. But a hero who turns and faces me, who says, 'Yes, that hidden part is me too, becomes whole. That's the real treasure at the bottom of every hero's road. Not gold, not a crown, the self they finally stopped hiding from.
And so the pattern completes in story after story after story, guided by the elder, tested at the threshold, and made whole by facing the shadow. The hero returns, changed, carrying what they found. "Good guiding," said the threshold guardian. "Good testing," said the shadow. "Good facing," said the wise elder. There is a quiet astonishment in seeing the shape under the stories, in realizing that 1,000 tales across every land and age run along the very same road with the same 3 figures waiting on it. And the reason the pattern feels so true is that it is a mirror. Every one of us has a wise voice to heed, a threshold to prove ourselves at, and a shadow we'd rather not face. The hero's road isn't only in the books. It's the shape of becoming, and learning to see it there is like being handed a map to a journey you didn't know you were already on.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wise Elder, Threshold Guardian, and Shadow. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.